Hundreds of inmates and those on probation in Philadelphia who want a second look at their cases are stuck, waiting for an attorney to be assigned to the appeal. Some are completing their time in jail before having their appeal heard, making questions about their punishment moot. More from WHYY's Bobby Allen.
Police had their eye on Emma Turner's Aramingo Avenue house long before November 2006. But that's when she found out about it.
Mixing potato salad, and then they bust in the door, never knocked. They pushed me into the counter. My head almost hit the cabinet door where there were two nails sticking out.
She holds up her hand, showing an indelible reminder of that day.
You see the two black dots in my hand, my palm? It came from the nails in the cabinet.
Turner, who is 52 and the mother of six, was a middle school teacher. She had no criminal history. Police say an undercover agent sold her drugs. While her then-boyfriend and son were under suspicion, she had an alibi, who says she was making Thanksgiving dinner for kids at her school when authorities claim she bought drugs. But that alibi witness never testified at trial. Turner got 2 years of probation. She filed an appeal citing the missing witness and won a new trial. She and her attorney, Elaine Brin, were elated.
I was happy. I was crying. Elaine was crying. We all was hugging and everything. It was nice. I just felt like I was really going to get relief now.
But the hearing never happened. Prosecutors asked for more time to respond. Then her probation ended. The issue went to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, and the justices said since Turner's no longer on probation, she didn't have a case anymore. By then, she had paid a heavy price.
I lost my home, I lost my car, I lost all my money. And 13 years of hard-earned work, everything in my house I lost.
This is a defense attorney's worst nightmare. And some of them fear it's going to happen more and more, with too many appeals and not enough resources to process them. This type of post-conviction appeal is bogging down the system. There are currently 1,500 of them pending in Philadelphia's state court system. About 750 have not yet been assigned to attorneys and judges. There are only about a dozen defense attorneys who are regularly appointed by the court to take them on.
It doesn't take much back-of-the-envelope math to see that that's not just a temporary backlog issue. That's an unsustainable model.
Henry Sias is one of the defense attorneys who works a lot on these types of cases. He says it isn't popular work. The pay rate hasn't changed since the 90s. Most of the clients are currently incarcerated and have already filed appeals representing themselves, making their cases hard to win. And few ever get new hearings.
All of my clients are already in a bad position at the time they come to my desk. And when you get a victory, you have to let that victory sustain you for years.
This type of post-conviction appeal, according to Temple University law professor Jules Epstein, is critical to the process.
You get a new lawyer whose job it is to first read over whatever happened and see if mistakes were made that you can find on the record. And sometimes there are mistakes off the record. A lawyer didn't find the right witnesses, didn't get the right expert.
He says the mounting backlog with few attorneys willing to dive into these cases can create some troubling situations.
Well, I'm sitting in jail, and maybe everyone would agree, my God, you got too much time. But by the time we get to it, you've done the too much time. So the delay is an issue.
Some have called the backlog situation a crisis. But in his chambers, Judge Leon Tucker, who oversees the criminal division, shot down this notion.
No. Not a crisis.
He says there is a big inventory of post-conviction relief act petitions. Most people call them PCRAs. But he says more lawyers need to step up.
Some people don't like to do them, but nonetheless, they have to be done. And so therefore, a decision was made that if you're available to take any case as a court-appointed basis, then you should take the PCRA as well.
Tucker says since taking over the criminal division in March, he's identified 147 defense attorneys qualified to do these appeals, much more than the dozen or so who often appear on court-appointed lists. Several legal experts say letters sent out to attorneys asking them to take appeals clients come off as the court begging, but Tucker doesn't think so.
We're not begging anybody to do anything. We've got attorneys who have signed up to do this work and that are doing it.
David Carroll is the executive director of the National Sixth Amendment Center. He says he's examined many court systems, and this issue seems to be unique to Philadelphia.
Getting rid of this backlog, I think this problem's going to be there 4 or 5 years, even under the best of circumstances.
He says it's going to take major comprehensive reform, paying attorneys more, getting more lawyers excited about these types of cases, and dedicating more resources to recruiting and training lawyers to do this kind of technical work. Emma Turner, meanwhile, says running out the clock should not have ended her appeal.
So I feel as though you should have opportunity to fight, at least clear yourself and clear your name, and at least get that off of your record.
Since it's been hard finding full-time work as a convicted felon, Turner has just started a home renovation business and babysits on the side. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.